Now into our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Corey, can you give us the scores?
Paula and Adam are tied with 3 apiece. Roxanne follows with 2.
My goodness. All right, Roxanne, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The federal government is being sued for violating privacy rights after thieves stole the personal data of 26.5 million blanks.
Veterans.
Right. After spending nearly a month in a drug rehabilitation center, blank returned to work in the House of Representatives.
Patrick Kennedy.
Right. The appointment of 3 key ministers made the government of blank complete for the first time since December's election.
Iraq.
Right. Republicans were relieved to hold on to the California congressional seat vacated when blank went to jail on fraud charges.
Duke Cunningham.
Right. The hype surrounding the upcoming movie Snakes in a Plane has led to the registration of another movie titled blank.
Reptiles on a Plane.
No, Snakes on a Boat. Former California governor and the mayor of Oakland, blank, won the Democratic primary for state attorney general.
Jerry Brown.
Right. The government in China gave no reason for why it ordered theaters to stop running the controversial hit blank.
Da Vinci Code.
Right. According to a British gossip column, when she met fellow blonde Pamela Anderson last week, singer Jessica Simpson asked her how she blanked on Baywatch.
How she...
Keep it clean.
How she tanned on Baywatch.
No. She asked, quote, "How did you guys run so slowly in the show's opening scene?" You know, when you're running down the beach.
Wow.
That can't be true.
Well, Ms. Anderson, for her part, allegedly showed collegial blondness when she politely answered, "It was shot in slow motion." Now, we got that from the column 3.
To which Jessica replied, "And where's that?"
We got that from the column 3 a.m. girls in London's Daily Mirror tabloid. That's a disclaimer. It's possible that there are some things even too stupid for Jessica Simpson. So, Corey, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne got 6 right for 12 more points. She now has 14 and the lead.
Wow. All right, now I have... Very good. We have flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go next. So, Paula, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
17 people were arrested in blank and charged with plotting terrorist attacks.
Canada.
Right. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier returned to the U.S. after being wounded last week in blank.
I don't know, Iraq?
Yes. Stocks plummeted after blank said that the U.S. economy is beginning to slow down.
The Fed guy?
The Fed guy, but his name is Ben Bernanke.
Yeah.
On Monday, blank will become the all-time longest-serving U.S. senator.
Oh, I don't know. Robert Byrd?
Right. The New York Times was forced to run a correction because in some editions of the paper, they misspelled the word Scioto in an article about blank.
About Scioto?
No, about the spelling bee.
Oh! Oh, boy. That stings, huh?
Ann Coulter caused outrage, or more outrage than usual, by insulting women who lost their husbands on blank.
9/11.
Right. The U.S. government says that because of high metal prices, it now costs more than a penny to make a blank.
A penny.
Right. A Minnesota police chase ended after police commandeered a blank for their pursuit.
Police commandeered a tank.
No, a golf cart.
Ah.
Typical police chase on foot in the streets of Winona, Minnesota, but then the suspect took off across a golf course. The police, sensing an opportunity, commandeered a golf cart, went after him. The suspect was no match for the tiny electric vehicle, and surrendered. He was then taken to jail in the golf cart. Corey, how did Paula do on our quiz?
Paula got 5 right for 10 more points. She now has 13 points, which means that Roxanne is still in the lead.
Ooh.
So, Corey, the hardest question we pose to you, how many then does Adam need to win?
I hate this. He needs to get 6 right.
6 right. All right, Adam, here we go. This is for the game.
All right.
Fill in the blank. Although he said his country is ready to begin talks with the UN, the president of blank said uranium enrichment will continue.
Iran.
Right. Hello Magazine and its U.S. partner People Magazine paid millions of dollars for exclusive photos of blank's baby.
Brangelina's.
Right. Thousands of villagers fled as a volcano in blank began releasing hot gas and ash.
Trenton.
No. Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
The keyboardist known as the fifth Beatle, blank, died this week at the age of 59.
Billy Preston.
Right. Vice President Cheney will present a journalism award to a reporter who broke stories about President Bush's deteriorating relationship with blank.
Vice President Cheney.
Exactly. To quote the Boston Herald, the season finale for the TV show Blank swims with the ratings fishes.
Sopranos.
Right. A survey of college students revealed that among undergrads, blanks are now more popular than beer.
iPods.
Right. This week it was revealed that Florida Congresswoman and Senate candidate Katherine Harris is always kind to blank.
The Beast.
No. Turtles.
Ah.
At a campaign stop, one of her few remaining supporters got up, told a story about how he once saw Ms. Harris stop her car, get out, remove a turtle that was in harm's way. She responded to the anecdote by saying, quote, "All of my life I have stopped for turtles." The New York Times described her tone as being strangely serious, quote, "as if someone had challenged her commitment to turtle safety." Corey, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam needed 6 correct answers to win. He got 6 correct. So, with 15 points, Adam is this week's champion.
Bravo! Thank you.
I promise to do my part to uphold the legacy and the values of last week's champion.
As Mike Jacobs might say, mazel tov.
As Mike Jacobs would not understand, mazel tov.